In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Greetings, brothers and sisters. In today's Gospel, we know that this woman with the issue of blood was St. Veronica, who, when Christ was on his way to his crucifixion, she gave him a towel to wipe his face, and the image of his face was imprinted on the towel, and this became known as the icon made without hands, and many copies have been made. We have one over there in the corner. Now, Veronica and Jairus were, you know, different in some ways. I mean, Jairus was a ruler of the synagogue, and Veronica was, you know, sort of a layperson, as it were. But they had some things in common. Both of them were faced with situations that they could not control. Jairus' daughter was ill and near death, and undoubtedly, he did everything possible to help her get well, calling in doctors, and they certainly must have given her medicines and different things, but she was still dying. And Veronica herself had suffered with this issue of blood for 12 long years and had spent all her living on physicians, but they weren't not able to help her. She'd certainly heard of Jesus and the many miracles that he'd performed, and she came to believe that she could touch his garment and she would be healed. Now, the reason that she touched his garment secretly, St. Cyril of Alexandria says that that's because a woman with an issue of blood in the Jewish tradition was considered unclean, and it would have been scandalous, you know, if she would have come and touched Jesus, who was a teacher of the Jews. And so that's why she did it secretly. Now, I'm sure that we've all had some situation in our lives, it could maybe an illness or some kind of family problem or other issue, that we tried to resolve but could not control. And just like Jairus and Veronica, we did everything that we could, but the situation still did not get fixed. And, you know, maybe we even prayed that God would help us, but it still didn't seem to change anything. And this is very similar to the way that Jairus came to Christ and fell down at his feet and asked him to come to his house. I mean, he was desperate. You know, he tried everything. And his daughter was dying, and this is really sort of his last resort, his last hope. And really, this is an image of how we should begin to pray, you know, to come to Jesus as our only hope, really. But look what happened. You know, this didn't quite turn out the way Jairus expected, at least not at first. You know, Jairus thought, he'll come and ask Jesus. Jesus will swiftly go to his house. He'll heal his daughter, and everything will be terrific, you know. But there was this big throng around Jesus, and things were taking a lot longer than Jairus had hoped for. And, you know, I'm sure his mind was going through his mind is that every moment counts. You know, even a slight delay of a minute or two could mean the difference of life and death for his daughter. And then this whole situation in the middle of all this happens with Veronica, and then Jesus stops and asks who touched him, and everyone denied. So probably this took a while. You know, people were saying, well, I didn't touch you, I didn't touch you. You know, and then Peter and the other disciples said, Lord, everybody's touching you. I mean, they're all thronging around you. And Jesus says, no, I know somebody touched me. Well, of course he knew. He's God. He's omniscient. You know, he knows everything. He knew just who it was. But he wanted Veronica to reveal her healing so that it would strengthen Jairus' faith and also everyone else's faith. So Veronica comes to him trembling and admits that it was her that touched him and was healed. So at this point, Jairus must be really struggling with all this. And then, unfortunately, his worst fears are confirmed. Someone comes from his house and tells him that his daughter has already passed away. And incidentally, there's another reference from St. Ambrose that says that Veronica touched Jesus with faith. So when we see this as an image of prayer, you can see how she got the results that she asked for because she really had this faith. Whereas all these people that just thronged around Jesus, I mean, they sort of brushed up against him and they sort of touched him, but they didn't necessarily have a lot of faith. So maybe they weren't really praying in quite the same way, and so they didn't receive that help from Jesus at that time. This is kind of a watershed moment here for Jairus. What is he going to do? He's just been told his daughter's passed away, and so he could just say, well, Jesus, thank you anyway. I guess we're too late, so I'll just go home and get the funeral proceedings started. But Jesus, before Jairus can really even think of something like that, Jesus says, "Fear not, believe only, and she shall be made whole." Now, if we stop and think about it, we've probably been in a similar situation like this, and there probably have been times when we were faced with a difficult situation and we're about to give up. But yet, we've heard of Christ's miracles, and we've heard about lives of saints and stories like that. So, you know, in the back of our mind, we think, well, maybe something can still happen. And that's what happened with Jairus. He was willing to trust Christ, and so they went back to the house. St. Nikolai Vlimirvich says that although this Jairus had some measure of faith in Christ, it was not to be compared to that with the Roman centurion. While the latter held Christ back from going into his house as he was unworthy of that honor and begged him only to speak the word and my servant shall be healed, Jairus invited the Lord into his house to lay his hand on his daughter. His faith then had something material in it. Jairus sought from Christ a tangible way of healing, as though Christ's word had less wonder-working power than his hand, as though the voice that stilled the storm and winds and drove out demons from madmen and later raised Lazarus, the 4 days dead and buried, was unable to raise Jairus' daughter. But the Lord wants to do more than just raise up Jairus' daughter. He also wants to help strengthen Jairus' faith. And St. Theophylact says that the Lord desires to show the woman's faith to all the people so that they might become imitators of her, and so also that Jairus might have good hope for his daughter. Therefore, he makes manifest what happened in secret and asks who it was that touched him. In other words, what appeared to Jairus to be an unfortunate delay that, you know, just happened by chance was actually done deliberately by the Lord as a way of deepening his faith. And then Archbishop Andrew Remarenko says, "And in this moment, Jairus rejected human understanding and accepted God's understanding. Now before him stood not just a teacher, but the Savior of the world, the Son of God, God himself. Because God alone has power over life and death. And Jairus accepted within himself his words, 'Fear not, believe only.' From this very moment, he lived only by these words and continued following after Christ. Jairus already knew that his daughter was dead, but all the same, he followed Christ, believing in his words." So, we look at these two people, this Jairus and this Veronica, and we can see how, you know, in a way we can relate to them and how they overcame their struggles through faith. And certainly they're worthy of imitation. And we too, you know, should begin to pray as much as we can. And yet, even when things seem like they might be hopeless or they're not quite turning out as we expect, we need to take that final leap of faith and put all of our hope and trust in the Lord. I mean, we really can't doubt that He loves us and that He's able to help us. He's omnipotent, and we know that He loves us. He sacrificed Himself for us and for our salvation. He really loves us more than we can even imagine, and He's all-powerful to save us. There's nothing God can't do. But even though we may struggle at times, let us ask Him to strengthen our faith, and He will come to our aid and raise us up from the bed of spiritual slumber and illness and restore us to life through His holy body and blood. Glory be to our God.